did a podcast for Headlines about why the Talmidim are in our yeshiva, not on a secular campus. So I think it's supposed to appear on Friday. So if you disagree, let me know. Okay, we left off with a very, very exciting mochamas. The Ramban in Gittin, the Aflamad of Mabez, where the Ramban is discussing, right, our sugya in the Gemara and Kedushin and Daf Mem Gimel Amadeiz. There, the sugya tells us the following, that there is a machlokas between Tanakame and Rabbi Huda regarding a Nara Maras. She is married, the marriage comes to an end, a Maisa Gerishin, who is it that would accept the get? Who is it that indeed accepts the get? So the sheet of the Tanakame says, look, you have two options. It is either he or Aviha Mekablin Es Ita. The get can be given to her, the get can be given to the father. In fact, Tosus writes that that's true when it comes to the Kedushin of a Nara. The Kedushin can be either to the father or to the girl. That was the Havamina of indeed our Gemara. And Rabbi Huda says that's impossible, that cannot be, because Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochos Ke'echad. How can that be? One has to determine, is she in an independent Rishus, if she's considered to be Rishus Aviha? But at the end of the day, if she's considered to be Rishus Ha'av, therefore the get is only given to him, it cannot be given to her. So Ramban raises a very critical issue. What exactly is the Shita of the Chachamim, that Ohi, O Aviha? And then another issue, which seemingly is not fully related, is the case in that sugya in Gittin, Kedushin, Mem Gimel, is a Nara. You have a Nara, Hamorasa. Who is it that receives the get? What would the case be if indeed it is a Ktana? Would the halacha be the same, or would it not? And here we saw different shitas that Rashi expresses. Rashi writes in Gittin of Samach Dalet, it is Dafka Anara, it is not a Ktana. And that's the sheet of the Rif there in Gittin Daf Lamed Beis. That's where the Ramban is discussing this. And Rashi here, and the Sugya later in Kedushin, Daf Mem Gimel writes that no, it's a Gnara, and Vuhu Hadin Ktana. Hu Hadin Ktana. So one issue is, what exactly is the Bir, the Hagdor, the sheet of the Chachamim? Why do they assume he or Aviha? And then a very important corollary, no, that who is she, the Daf Gnara, or is it considered to be a Ktana? Well, the Ramban raises the following issue. The lumdus the Ramban writes, it's like fascinating. The Ramban sets up the Hagdara. Rabbi Huda says it's impossible. You cannot have shtei yadayim zochos kecha. And the Tanakhama says, I disagree. What exactly is the basis of that machlokis? Maybe one argument is fundamentally the Tanakhama disagrees and says that no, it is possible for shtei yadayim. Shtei yadayim. Look, if you're dealing with the case of a Nisua, the father has no right. In other cases, like a Ketana, the father has an exclusive right, one could argue. No? Why can't we assume that, you know, that when it comes to Anara, on the one hand, she is a Gdola. We'll see the Gemara Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, exactly the stages of maturation when it comes to a girl. But on the other hand, she's still considered to be new. Well, Beis Aviya, she's still considered to be Bebeis Ha'av. So maybe it's possible to envision that, yes, that there are multiple options. The Shtei Yadayim Zochos Kecha. Or one could argue, stunning, the Ramban writes, everybody agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that they're not independent Yadayim. That certainly is not true. I also agree to that Svara that you cannot have Shtei Yadayim Zochos Kecha, but that is not the case here. Why? Ooh, because there is one that is primary and there is one that is secondary. Oh, and the Chiddush is that, obviously, everybody agrees that it is the father. She's considered to be Rishus Ha'av. And any right that the daughter has to accept it is considered to be Shlichusa Daviyah. Shlichusa Daviyah. Especially when it comes to a case of Gerishin, where you don't need the Das of the recipient. All you need is a Maisa Nesina. The get can even be given by Karcho. So in such a state, therefore, when I give it to her, it is as though it is entering Rishus of the father, and that is considered to be sufficient. Wow. So that's the Chakira in the Ramban and the Mochamas. The Ramban writes something which is stunning. This again is the sugya that you have in Gittin, in Kedushin Mem Gimel. The Ramban writes, you know what? This is going to be dealt with a blot later. Kedushin Daf Mem Dalet. You look at the sugya in Kedushin Daf Mem Dalet, it doesn't sound like it's related at all. But the Ramban writes, no, that's it. Exactly. That's the sugya in Kedushin Daf Mem Dalet Meis. What exactly is that sugya? That sounds so different. No? Anara Marasa, she has the right to go in to receive her get. That's the shita of the Tanakama. Can she appoint a shliach? Can Anara Marasa appoint a shliach to go in to accept her get? Lachora is the Muskel Rishon would have said, why not? Why not? After all, we know Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph that the Baal can appoint a shliach, the Isha can appoint a shliach when it comes to Gerishin. So why would we say no? Of course a woman can appoint a shliach to go in to receive her get. And yet the Gemara has a Daf Mem Daled Mebeis, this fantastic Avaya, can a Nara Hamarasa appoint a shliach to go in to receive her get? And guess what? Very surprising. The Gemara says no. That cannot be done. That cannot be done. That's very surprising. Why would that be the case? Why do we assume that the shliach cannot go ahead and be made for the purpose of Kabbalah Saket? Wow, that's something which is still. Ooh, Ramban writes, this is it. All these issues are related. The Hagdara according to Tanakama, and whether it's limited to a Nara, whether it applies to a Ktana, and whether a Namarasa can appoint a shliach in order to receive her get. And what exactly is that lamdas? The Ramban says something which is amazing. Now, that the point is exactly this deal, that when she goes in and receives her get, perfectly true, according to the Shita of Tanakama, in what capacity? As an independent yad, or as an expansion of the yad ha'av? If it's considered to be an expansion of the yad ha'av, what would I call that? You know what that's called? Shlichus. Shlichus. Is she being mekabel her get independently, or is she only doing that b'shichusei da'aviv? Well, if indeed it's only shlichus, the Ramban says, I'm going to tell you another bombshell, which is not at all obvious, a very fundamental machlokes. Do we normally allow shliach A to go into a point shliach B? Absolutely. Shliach, osa shliach. The Ramban says something which is pretty stunning, and that is, that applies typically, and that applies to a shliach habal. But you know what? That doesn't apply to a shliach of the Isha. A shliach lekabbalah cannot go ahead and appoint another shliach to perform that given act. That's something which is pretty stunning. That we don't say shliach osa shliach when it comes to kabbalah saget. And that's the first day that the Mechaber quotes, Ebenezer, Kuf Mem Aleph, in Sif Mem Gimel, shliach kabbalah eino yachal linos shliach. A shliach lekabbalah cannot go ahead and appoint another shliach. And the question is, why in the world? Why indeed should that be true? Ramban writes, the answer is one word, and that word is mile. Mile. Mile lo mimsra l'shlichus. Well, you know what shlichus is? Shlichus is a mesiras koach. Shlichus means that, you know what, that I can create a chalos al yedei acherim. I can create a chalos al yedei acherim. So, what are examples of a chalos? Hafrashas chumas and oisras, no? Kedushin af memalev. So a chalos hafrasha can be done through me, ooh, the Baal HaTfuah, or you know what, I can empower someone else to create that chalos, a mesiras koach. When it comes, for example, to kedushin, good, I can create a chalos kedushin al yedei acherim. When it comes to gerushin, the chalos gerushin can be done al yedei acherim. What happens if you're not dealing with something that is so tangible, concrete, a chalos, but rather you're dealing with what the Gemara calls mile. Mile literally means words. Can you go ahead and do so? Can I say that, you know what, a directive, an instruction is necessary? So you know what? You utter the directive on my behalf. So that's where the Gemara says, no, that's not nitfas and shlichus. Mile lo minstra l'shliach. What's an example of that? That's the Sikh in Gittin Daf Samach Vav Mebeis, where the following. I go ahead and I tell people, you know what? Kisvu utnu get lishti. That's the case. Amar l'shnayim. Kis, that's good. That's absolute shlichus. I can go ahead and do so. But what happens in the following? I go ahead and I say to two, kisvu utnu get lishti, and va'amru l'sofa v'kasav. And they don't do it, but they convey the directive to someone else. The one who I appointed went ahead and directed the sofer to go in to write the get. What exactly does that mean? The direction of the sofer, that's something that we call tzivui habal. Tzivui habal. Gerushin requires tzivui habal. Tzivui habal. We pointed out that that's part of what we call lishma. That's not typical lishma, no? When I say a Sefer Torah, it has to be lishma. We don't mean that sivui habao. It has to be written l'shem kedusha Sefer Torah. Maybe I would argue, look, what is true when it comes to a Sefer Torah is true when it comes to a get. Sefer Torah has to be lishma. Tefillin has to be lishma. Tzitzis has to be lishma. A get has to be lishma. No. There, when you're speaking about, for example, kedusha sachetz, so therefore it has to be made l'shem kedusha Sefer Torah, tefillin, tzitzis. I understand. Sukkah daftes, a sukkah which is asu lishma. Then you understand. Is that be the notion of lishma when it comes to a case of gerushin? There's certainly not. Let's assume, for example, the sofer writes the get l'shem gerushin, and the sofer is very specific. He wrote this get. The Shem Gerushin Zeh. He wrote this get having in mind this husband and this wife. That's not called Lishma. Why in the world is it not called Lishma? Because you're lacking something which is called Sivui Habal. Vikosa Venosan means that the Baal has to direct. Sivui Habal is necessary. And that would not be called Lishma. I'll tell you, ready for this line? But you'll have to remember this. And then we'll have to discuss eight rayas, but we'll do that sometime. No, that lishma b'chola Torah kula is the hachshara sachefza, but lishma in gerushin is the tchilas ma'isa gerushin. Ooh, that's a very heavy lumbus. No, that's a, when I go ahead and write a sefer Torah, you're going to say that's the tchilas what? There's a mitzvah kriyas haTorah, and the mitzvah kriyas haTorah begins with writing a sefer Torah. There's a mitzvah hanochas tefillin, and the mitzvah hanochas tefillin begins with writing the parashas, the tefillin. You'll tell me, why in the world? What do you mean? That's not the mitzvah nachas tefillin. This is the creation of the chefzish. What about gerushin? What about gerushin? Would you say, really, gerushin is the nesina saget? And the ksiva saget is just the achas chefzah. So I'm going to tell you, no, with raya after raya after raya, that you know what? That the ksiva saget is the tchilas maisa gerushin. It's not just simply the creation of the get, in order that the Maisa Gerushin will begin, no? And that's why the Gemara says, for example, Chusar Ksitza, you can't have a hefsik. You can't have an interruption, la halacha, between the Ksiva and the Nesina. The Ksiva and the Nesina. Why is that true? Because Lishma and Gerushin is the Tzivui Habal. The Tzivui Habal is part of the Maisa Gerushin. Oh, so that's exactly what the Gemara writes in Gittin, some of Vav Mabez, that you can have shlichus for tzivui habal, mili, lomims for the shliach. You can create a chalos al yedei acherim. I understand that. But create a get al yedei acherim. It's not the siyas aget, but it's the tzivui habal and mili lomims for the shliach. Wow, that's something just so powerful. That's mefurish, so you can get enough samach above a base. Okay. Ooh, now the Ramban writes a stunning chiddush. What about, for example, this concept of shliach osa shliach? Shliach osa shliach. Well, typically speaking, I understand shliach osa shliach. You know, the Torah empowers me to go and to create a chalos, and I can, a mesiras koach, a power of attorney. I transfer this right to someone else. I understand that's true. So Ramban writes something which is stunning. That's true when it comes to a shliach lehalacha, a shliach lekabbalah. We've discussed many times, no? That's something which is so unique, that kabbalah saget. Kabbalah saget simply, right, is not that she is the bala saget, not that there is a mesiras koach. Oh, the Tosos Rashi Kedushna Fem Aleph, that's why you need a separate gzeiras hakasav, to indicate that a woman can even appoint a shliach for Kabbalah Saget. But you know what? We don't say shliach osa shliach. We have a gzeres akos of a shilcha that she can go ahead and appoint a shliach to accept her get. But you know what? That's it. It ends there. And therefore, ain shliach osa shliach when it comes to Kabbalah Saget. Well, that's something which is stunning. That's what the Magid Mishnah explains. Perek Zayin, Evelchus Gerushin, Halacha Chaf Neis. That is the Shita of the Ramban. That after all, Ein Shliach LaKabbalah Osa Shliach, because this is called Mili. And Mili LaMimsur, the Shliach. So if I were to ask you, where do you see differences between a Shliach Habal and a Shliach HaIsha when it comes to cases of Gerushin? The Shlichus LaKabbalah is in a class unto itself. So one thing you're going to tell me is that it's a separate Gzeiras HaKasa. That's Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph, V'Shulcha. And that's exactly the Tosas HaRash. No? If a get is given Bal Karcha, and you're not the Balas HaChalos, how can you go ahead and appoint a Shliach? The answer is you're right. A separate Gzeiras HaKasa. Number two, you're going to tell me the earlier Shiurim, that the Rambam writes this is not Shlichus B'Chalot Torah Kula. Shlichus B'Chalot Torah Kula, per Gimladishus, per Kvavagerishin, does not require Edus Lekim Adavar. But this is a unique detail within the Parsha of Davar Sheba Erva. Here, Shlichus works despite the fact that this is not typical Shlichus, and therefore, wow, you require Edus Lekim Adavar. Number three, you're going to tell me, ooh, the Sheet of the Ramban, that when it comes to Shlichus LaKabbalah, Ein Shliach, Osa Shliach. Wow. That's also something that's riveting. Here, I'll tell you number four. No? A Sugyan Kedushin. Anybody doing the second parak as of yet? No. Mem Aleph. The Gemara tells you the following incredible Chiddush. An Eved Kanani. Can an Eved Kanani serve as a Shliach? Can an Eved Kanani serve as a Shliach? When it comes to, let's say, cases of Gerushin. You know, an Eved Kanani is not a guy. An Eved Kanani has a Mixas Kedushas Yisrael. Mila, Tvila. Can an Eved Kanani go ahead and serve as a Shliach for the purpose of Gerushin? So you'll tell me, what, that's the question? Mefurish. Kedushin daf mem aleph mabez, Rabbi Yochanan, ein Eved nasa Shliach lekabel get miyad bala shalisha. A woman wants to appoint a Shliach. She can appoint a Shliach, but not a Goy, not an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani cannot go ahead and serve as a Shliach on behalf of the woman to go in to receive your get. So you know what? Black and white. No? A Gemara Kedushin, Daf Malfa Beis. Take a look at the Ran. Gittin Daf Yud Beis, Amar Aleph, and Daf Harif. Oh, the Ran writes something stunning. What's the case in the Gemara? The case in the Gemara is an Eved Kanani cannot serve as a Shliach LeKabbalah. Oh, so the Ran writes the following. You know what? Rashi's Mefurish. Hu Hadin Shinonas a Shliach Lahava. It's true of any Shliach when it comes to Gerushin. Any Shliach. The Eved Kanani is Eino Bataras. So an Eved Kanani, even though, yes, typically he's a Barhachi of Shlichus, it's not Ein Shlichus La'akum, but he can't be a Shliach for Gerushin because he's excluded from the Parsha of Gerushin. So the Gemara's example in Kedushin Ephraim Aleph happens to be a Shliach LeKabbalah. But realize, the same thing is true when it comes to the Shliach Kabbalah as well. And you ready? The Ran writes the following. Harav Rav Yosef Halevi. Ooh, that's the Rimigash. The Rimigash says such a Chiddush. No, B'davka Nakat. The Gemara is only talking about a Shliach LeKabbalah. And not a Shliach LeHalacha. That's something which is stunning. No? Wow. Take a look in the Chiddush Yerashba. Gittin Dav Chav Gimel. No? The sheet of the Rimigash that writes that this Gemara B'davka Nakat. And Eved Kanani cannot be a Shliach LeKabbalah, but Eved Kanani can be a Shliach of the Baal in order to go into give a get. Realize that's something which is stunning. Like, why in the world? Oh, so, no, I'll tell you the following, because you know what? Typical Shlichus is a Mesiras Koach. And if you're the Baal HaChalos, you know what? That I can say, the power which is invested in me, I transfer to you. That's not true when it comes to a Shliach LeKabbalah. A Shliach LeKabbalah, she is not the Bala Sachalos. That is not something I would think is even Nitfas and Shlichus at all. I would call that Mili. It's not Halach of Bailus in any shape or form. It's Mamash Bal Karcha. It means that the get has to enter her Rishus. So the get entering her Rishus, but that's something which is Nitfas and Shlichus. So Achidish, now the Migash writes the following. If you're dealing with Shlichus of Mesiras Koach, an Eved Kanani is a candidate. But in order to have Shlichus LeKabbalah, you know what? That we have to argue that, Yado Ki Yada, you know? It's like a Yada Richta Damya. It's as though that the Shlichus means that the get which enters the hand of the Kanani, it's as though it entered the hand of the Isha. That requires, the Rimigash writes, Ika Betoras. That requires that you have to be invested, including the Parsha of Gerushin, and in such a stunning Chiddush, that when it comes to Shlichus of the Baal and Eved Kanani, yes, when it comes to Shlicha V'Zisha, absolutely no. Those are four nafgaminas. Wow, daraisa. No. In terms of the uniqueness of a Shliach LaKabbalah, a Shliach LaKabbalah. Ooh, and that's the Chiddush then of the Ramban, that realized that a Shliach LaKabbalah is considered to be Mili, and Mili lo Mimsra l'Shliach. And therefore, even though we have a Pasuk that, yes, one step works, but a second step does not. And therefore, Ein Shliach, Ose Shliach. Wow, that's like the whole background to this Ramban. Wow, the whole background to understanding this one line in the Ramban. The Ramban writes the following. So, can an Aron Rasa receive her get? Absolutely. Can she appoint a Shliach LaKabbalah? Well, Eishes Ish can. A Shliach cannot. Who is an Aron Rasa? Is she an independent Eishes Ish with an independent Yad? Or you say V'Shilcha, Malam V'Shias HaShliach? Or do you assume, wait a second, in essence, in principle, the Namarasa herself is only a Shliach. And therefore, a Namarasa appointing a Shliach is not step one, that's step two. That's Ein Shliach, Ose Shliach. Wow, that's the Mochamos. That's pretty unbelievable. And that's exactly the Diyun in the Gemara, Daf Mem Dalet. And that's exactly why the Gemara says that a Namarasa cannot appoint a Shliach, because she herself is only a Shliach of the Baal. And Ein Shliach Ose Shliach LeKabbalah, and therefore it cannot be done. Ah, the Ramban writes, and that is the retort. That's the response to Tanakhama, to Rabbi Yehuda. You're not going to allow this woman to receive a get because Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochos Ke'echad. This is not Shtei Yadayim Zochos Ke'echad. Zochos Ke'echad is the Av. But it can enter the Rishus of the Av in one of two ways, no? One way, is by giving it to the Av. The other is giving it to the Shliach of the Av. The Namarasa is considered to be the Shliach Av. That's something which is incredible. No? That's the Chiddush of the Mochamos. And then the Mochamos writes the following. And this now should weigh in on the earlier issue. Our Gemara mentions a Nara. This halacha, that you know what? Namarasa, he or via mekabne is gita. Would you even say it's true when it comes to ektana? Oh, so that is exactly the issue then. If you assume that it's something which is an independent yad, yes, that's called v'nasan biyada. When I give it to her, she receives the get. That's called nasan biyada. Even if she is ektana, that's called a maisan asina. But if you're telling me no, that it has to enter the Rosh Hashanah, and she is only receiving it on his behalf of a shliach of her father, then, ein shlichus l'ktana. Ein shlichus l'ktana. And that's exactly then, the sheet of the Rif, that's what the Ran is commenting on. Laman Abayz and Dapya Rif, that the sugya of Nara Hamarasa, Makabalin is Gita, is only when it comes to a Nara, and not when it comes to a Ktana. Precisely because it's considered to be an act of shlichus. It is not considered to be that which is an independent yad. Wow, that's something which is stunning, no? That's the shir klali of the Ramban, no? Yitin daf lama beis, right in the Machamos. Wow. That's all true. These are explicit cases in the Gemara, no? When it comes to a case of a get, when it comes to a get. Now I ask you the following. So you have machlokas when it comes to a get. And what about when it comes to kedusha? And what about when it comes to kedusha? But I say the same thing is true. This shita of the Tanakhama, he or via makablin is gita. But I say, and the same is true when it comes to kiddushel. Or would I say that's not true? That's not true. Oh, so that's the machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish in kiddushin and daf mem gimel beis. That Reish Lakish says the following: they're identical. They're identical. What is true when it comes to Gerushin is true when it comes to Kedushin. And therefore, the Shita of Tanakhama is when it comes to Kedushin, O he, O aviha. Wow, that's the Tosus Arash points out. That's the assumption of our Gemara that maybe one could argue, O he, O aviha. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says that's not true. When it comes to Gerushin, you're only talking about a mais and a sina, v'nasan biyada. So I can argue, you know what, ohi o avia. When you're dealing with Kedushin that requires das, you know what, the das is the dasa av. And therefore, when it comes to Kedushin, no. The Av is the one who would receive the Kesef Kedushin, and not necessarily when it comes to the Nara herself. So that's the study machlokas when it comes to Gerushin. And the corollary is how it relates to the case of Kedushin in and of itself. But take a look right at that Mohammed's magnificent binyan that the Chachamas builds, just in terms of how to understand the relationship between the Nara and the father. Okay. The Gemara in Daf Dalet. The Gemara tells us the following, quotes a Braisa. You have a woman who is at an Oma Ivriya, and you know what? When she reaches maturity, that's it. She goes free. So the Gemara has the following drasha that v'yatza chinam is eli me bagrus. And in kosev, that's a reference to naros. Well, she goes free when she's a nara, she goes free indeed when she is considered to be a bogeres. The Gemara asks the obvious question. If she already goes free at the earlier stage, you need a pasuk to tell me that she goes free at the later stage. You'll see, right? The bottom of the Dalet Amud Aleph. But that's the drasha of the Gemara, that v'yatza chinam is referring to bagrus, and in kosef means she goes free when she becomes anara. Okay. Let me just point out, there is a very fundamental machlokas rishonim. I'm not sure why it's not so known, but it's mefurish, no? What exactly do I mean by, let's say, anara? She is bas mitzvah, 12 years old. That's what we call shani. No? It's also necessary to demonstrate physical maturity, right? And that is simanim. So you know what? She reached the requisite age, 12 years old, and he has simanim. Shtei Saros. Therefore, she is considered to be, right, a Nara. She is considered to be a Nara. She is in that state of being a Nara for the next 6 months. And at the conclusion of that window of time, she becomes a Bogeres. So, 12 years old, Shanim Simanim, 12 and a half, she is a Bogeres. Okay, good. So, what exactly is Machlokas? Machlokas Roshonim. When you take a look at the Rambam, Perek Beis Halacha Beis of Opposishus, the Rambam writes the following. Yeah. The case we normally assume is she's 12 years old, and at 12 years old, when she has shanim, there are simanim, and therefore, that doesn't necessarily have to go together at all. One could be 12 years old, and there isn't, as of yet, sufficient physical maturity. Maybe the Simane Naros will only develop later. Let's say she's 12 years old and there isn't that physical development. Let's say the Simanim only come a year later when she's 13 years old. So you know what the Rambam writes? The Rambam writes very simply. She's 12 years old, she has Shanim, she doesn't have Simanim. The Simanim develop, let's say a year later she's 13, guess what? She's an Arab. Now she's an Arab. At 13 years old, Shanim and Simanim. And guess what? Now she remains a Nara for 6 months, and at 13 and a half, she becomes a Bogeres. In other words, you always have a Ktana, a Nara, and Bogeres, but the window of Nara begins when you met the requirement of Shanim and Simanim, and that lasts for 6 months. Typically, we assume it's the age of 12. It doesn't have to be the age of 12. It could be 13, 14, 15, 16. That certainly can be. Wow. Is there any exception to that, where you can kind of leapfrog over this window of Naros? The answer is yes. That's the institution of an Eilanis. You know, a girl delays in bringing Simanim. Ooh, you've almost that paid. Okay, that's not so unusual. Let's say, not just a delay. Years go by, and she doesn't have that physical maturity. She doesn't have the typical simon. So what exactly happens? So that's the sugya of Amos and Daf Pei, that, there are two windows. Now that, until you're the age of 20, nothing changes. Shanim and simon. Once already 20 years old, things start to change. No. When you're 20 years old already, now we're going to focus on another indicator, and that's simanei einis. The Gemara describes there's certain simanim that are an indicator that this is an islandist, the development is going to be entirely different. That is only relevant once you reach that age. When you're 20 years old, all of a sudden, yes, you will become a gedola al yidei simanei einis. Simanei einis. And then the Gemara tells us the following. Our mesorah. And when you reach like the midpoint in life, now you reach 35, you know what? Then you will become a gedola even without simanei einis. Those are like the dinim of the maturation of an exceptional, the potential islandness. Until 20, nothing changes. At 20, then other simanim become relevant. And if years go on, and there are no simanei narus, there are no simanei islandness, in such a case, you become a gedola at the age of 35. 35, you hit the max, you hit the limit. And you've almost daf chaf, or daf pei with the critical machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Is that mikana la'aba, or is that lamafreya? No? Once already you've reached that age that you realize, you know what, this is not typical development. Right? This is absolutely atypical. Do we go back and say, you know what, that Lamafreya, she's a gedola, or do we assume she's only a gedola at that time? At that time. Okay. Mm-hmm. One thing is clear, everyone agrees, no machlokes, that when you're dealing with an islandess, there's no stage of naros. There's no stage of being an ara. She's a ktana. And when she reaches that status of an islandess, either after 20 with simanei islandess or 35 without any simanim, guess what? She goes from being a ketana to being a bogeres, right? So if someone will ask you, is there any model to go from a ketana to a bogeres and leapfrogging over the window of naro? You know what the answer is? Of course, that's an islandess. So the Rambam writes, that's the exception of islandess. That's the exception of islandess. But that is never true when it comes to typical development. Typical development, there's always a 6-month window of Nara. And when does that 6 months begin? When you have Simanim. 12, 13, 14, 15, whatever that is. So this is a stunning Chiddush. This is against Tosus. This is against Tosus. Who, what, where? The Tosus and that Sugya Vanganis. Wow. Tosus, Yivamos, Dapay, Amad Aleph, Dermasal, Islandis. Where Tosus writes a bamsha. Now ask people, they're going to say, who, what, where? Yeah, Mefurish and Tosus. Now, Yevamos Daf Pei Amud Aleph. Where Tosus writes the following Chiddush. You know why there's no window of anara when it comes to an islandess? You ready for this? Because narus is limited to 12 to 12 and a half. That's Tosus Hashit. The whole concept of anara is 12 to 12 and a half. 12 to 12 and a half. Obviously, an islandess is well past that age. Narus is only from 12 to 12 and a half. You're such a thing. And therefore, if you have a girl who is 14 years old, and she doesn't have simanim, and all of a sudden she develops simanim at 14, she will go from being a ketana to a bogeres. There's no lag. There's no 6 months. The 6 months is not after havas simanim, the Rambam. The 6 months is after 12. 12 to 12 and a half. That's a stunning machlokes. And the corollary, according to the Rambam, islandness is an incredible exception because the whole physiology is different. And Tosus Hashitas, that's not an exception at all. That anyone who delays, you leapfrog over the window of being an ara. That's pretty heavy, no? The delay in an islandness is very significant. Years and years. But the notion that once you delay, you're no longer an ara, that's halacha, which is typical. That's not an exception of the case of an islandess. That's pretty important. No? Just simply what exactly is the definition? The definition of, well, okay. See, so here the Gemara tells us now the following, that, we have the nara. We have the bogeres, right? And they are going to be going free. And the Gemara now tells us the following. Ein kesev ladon zeh, yesh kesev ladon acher, and umanihu am. And the Gemara raises the following. How do you be no to Doresh in that fashion? The ribuy of ein kesev, And ein kesef is mesiv as a ribui. Oh, so the Gemara we started to discuss yesterday says, I'll tell you, it's clear from Parshas Emor. It's clear from Achilas Truma that you have a Bas Kohen who is allowed to eat Truma when she marries a Yisrael, even Lachar Erisin, right? She is not allowed to go and eat Truma. If that marriage is severed, Gerishin Misa, then she is allowed once again to eat Truma, but with one provision. No, Zera Eima. Zera Eima. But if she has Zera, oh, so in such a case, then it is not true. If there is no Zera, oh, v'shavol be'saviha. If there is Zera, that no, already, that clearly, clearly indeed is severed. And here the Gemara says the following, that there's the poshub shat to the posuk of Zera, and there is a ribui of Ein La means Ayin Allah. Ayin La. What exactly does that mean? Oh, so the Gemara says the following. You know, there are a couple of possibilities. One possibility is the following. What about the coming generations? What about Zerazar? What about grandchild, great-grandchild, great-great-grandchild? Do I need a ribui for that? And another is the question of what about apostle? What about apostle? What happens, yes, if there is a child, but the child is considered to be imamzer? Oh, so the Gemara I've often mentioned, oh, yesterday, the Gemara tells you a bamshel, no? That zera zera loitztekra. You don't need a pasuk for subsequent generations, because we have a principle of b'nei banim harehim kebanim. No? Other generations, that's the equivalent of being a ben. Oh, the Tosas Yivamas, abeis, abeis, that's when the Torah uses the term zera. Zera means b'nei banim. Zera means a seed, you know, so a descendant. So if I use the words a descendant, that which derives from, of course a grandchild is a descendant. A grandchild is a descendant. Ben means a child, and Zera means a descendant. No? That's pretty important. That's pretty important. That's exactly our Gemara. So you don't need any ribui of Ayima for the case of a grandchild. But on the flip side, Zera means a seed. A seed means that which replicates its source. That's only Zera Kasha. That's not a reference to Zera Apostle. So I need a ribui to include Apostle, but I don't need a ribui to include a grandchild, no? And Tosus is bothered, because we look at the Sidney of almost of Chabez and Mabez, the Gemara says exactly the opposite, exactly the opposite. The Gemara has a ribui of Ein, right? Ben Ein La, and the Gemara says exactly the opposite. You don't need a ribui for Apostle, but you do need a ribui for Zeres. Exactly the opposite. So Tosus, of course it's exactly the opposite, because in Yibum, the Torah uses the word Ben, and in Truma, the Torah uses the word Zera, so the starting point is completely different. Because the default is Zera means a descendant enduring, but only Kasher, and Ben means even Pasul, but only a single generation. Wow. Now, those who didn't derive the Tosus writes, the difference between Ben as opposed to the case of Zera. Well, okay. Here, all of a sudden, Tosus writes the following Chiddush. Tosus writes a bombshell. Now, wait. You need a ribui for a pasul. Right? A woman has a child. Well, obviously she can't eat truma. But what happens if that child is pasul? Maybe I would think she can eat truma, because zera means zera kasher. Oh, see, the ribui in the pasul to say if the child that the woman has is a mamzer. So you know what? That disqualifies her from eating. So Tosus raises the obvious question. Now, how in the world did this happen? How does this woman, who is a bas kohen, who is eating truma, all of a sudden not have a child? Who's a mamzer? How in the world? You'll answer, no, Rachman al-Atslan, no, Rachman al-Atslan, right? Headlines, no, okay. Rachman al-Atslan, no. College campuses, no, okay. Nivla la pasala, no? Okay, so of course she can't eat truma. Of course she can't eat truma, no? She can't eat Shemina, she didn't have a child. Nivla Pasla, Psala, no? That's Tosus Kasha, no? That, how do you need a ribui for Zera Pasla? Kevan Shenivla Pasla, of course, Psala Minakahuna. And of course she's not allowed to eat. What's you need a ribui? You don't need a ribui. The Metzias of having a child who is a mamzer means that you did something dramatically wrong, no? And therefore, Nivul Apostle. That itself disqualifies you, no? Wow. So you know what Tosus answers? You're right. you don't need a ribui for Zer Apostle, because Zer Apostle is impossible. Because Zer Apostle always, always means Nivul Apostle. Oh, but Zera means future generations. Future generations. Rachman, you can have a grandchild, a great-grandchild, a great-great-grandchild is possible. That didn't mean that you were Nivul Apostle. And we're talking about generations. Oh, that's why you need a ribui. She cannot go and eat truma, even though this woman, you know, was never Nivul Apostle. But a child was, and she has a grandchild who's a mamzer, a mamzeres. That's exactly the Tosa. So Marie, Zera Zarapostle. When the Gemara says Zarapostle, it doesn't mean Zarapostle. It means a grandchild. And I would say that's not Dachuk, because that's what the word Zera means. No? You can ask, so why does that? No, because Zera means a descendant. A descendant. Tosas Nivamos, no? So it means you have a descendant to it. Obviously, if the descendant is your child, you're Nivul Apostle. But if you have a descendant who is possibly Kenny Truma, well, obviously, that embraces cases where you don't assume Nivul Apostle. You don't assume Nivul Apostle. Wow, so that's like, that's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. Wow. So Tosa says the following, you don't need. Why exactly is that true? Because after all, that you're never going to have a case. You're never going to have a case where she is kshera, and she has a child who's considered to be pasul. Well, that's a pretty important, din in Tosas, right? That one line. Typically, that certainly is true. You have a woman who's a kshera, has a child who was a mamzer. How did that happen? The answer was, there was an illicit relationship. That certainly is true. There was an illicit relationship. That's clear, no? Because otherwise, you're not going to find Zera Apostle without Beli Nivul Apostle. Are there any configurations where that really could be, where you can envision a case of having a Zera Apostle without Nivul Apostle? Without Nivul Apostle? Typically not. But is it possible to envision some certain configurations? Maybe yes. Yeah, you take a look in the Amud Eor, in Simen Ayin Tes, in the Shar HaMelech, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Vav Hei, in Menachas Chinuch, Reis Samach Zayin. Maybe it's possible to come up with some cases where one could envision that configuration. And maybe one could argue Tosas probably would disagree with those cases, or maybe Tosas is just speaking in the broader strokes. Typically, you never have such a case. The Amud Deor has a fascinating deal. Let's say you have a mitzvah of Yibum. Good. Brother dies without any children. What happens if there's an Isser between the Yavam and the Yavama? That's Yavamas Tavchav, no? See, in a normal case of Yibum, of course, there's Eishasach, that's what Yibum is. But you know what? Yibum is not Eishasach. What happens if there are other Isser? Perhaps if there are other issues. If there's mamash like an Isser Kares, you know, first mission of Amos, no, two brothers marry two sisters. Okay, there's no Yisra Chalitza, you're done. What happens if it's an Isser Lav? What happens if it's a Lav and an Isser? Well, let's take a simple case of an Isser Lav. You know what? A brother dies. And there was an issue between the Yavam and the Yavam. Chavi Lavin could be, let's say that brother's a Kohen Gadol, and they just had Erison. So a Kohen Gadol can't marry an Amana, that's Chavi Lavin. Let's assume the following, that's the suffix in the deal. Let's assume that, you know what? Let's assume the brother, let's say the brother is a mamzer. That could be, no. The paternal brother is a mamzer. A yavama can't marry a mamzer, no? That's an Isser Lav. Yeah, but the Gemara Yavama Stav Chav, Yibum is a mitzvah, Nesed Ochalos Haseh. That's the Dian and Amud Deor. No? That's the din and the mudayor. Let's assume, for example, the Yavam is a mamzer, the Yavam is an isha ksheira. She can't marry a mamzer. Yeah, but yibum we allow for nesida chalosa say. What would a child be? A child who has a mother who's a ksheira and the father is a mamzer? The child is a mamzer, no? The child is a mamzer? Would you say for the Yavam nivlu l'pasla psala? Yeah. A mamzer. Yeah, but that was a bia seter, no? That was a bia that midarais is the mitzvah of Yibum, esed al-chalos. That's the din l'mudayor, just an example, no? Creative, no? An example where, is that called nivul apasala? Nivul apasala, in a sense, this is someone who she could generally not marry, but here, what do you mean? There's a mitzvah darais that's doche. There's a mitzvah darais that's doche. Would one argue that as a result of esed al-chalos, say that's called nivul apasala? That's a pretty fascinating deal, Amudio, no? A relationship that typically would be illicit, but it's mutter because of esed al-chalosa say, is that called marrying someone who is, so to speak, impaired? Is he a mamzer? Yes, but what do you mean? There's a mitzvah of yibum and esed al-chalosa say, midaraisa, no? That's kind of a heavy issue, no? That's kind of a heavy issue, no? So you know what the Mudior writes? Mudior writes, ayintes. Yeah, no, that's called nivul apasala. And she would not be allowed to eat shum any longer. Who says so? Who says so? Tosfos Kedushin, not Dalam and Aleph says so, no? Because Tosfos Kedushin said Dalam and Aleph, you can never have a case of Zera Pasal without Nivul Apostle. You can never have a case. So this would be a classic case, no? Where she's Kshera and the Vlad is a Mamzer. And Tosfos says, that doesn't exist, no? That's a pretty other possibilities as well. That's a pretty heavy deen in the Tosfos. You know, I'll tell you, this is something which is stunning because we'll have to discuss at length. But Rav Moshe has two tshuvas, which is like stunning about artificial insemination. And his main raya is from Tosfos here, Kedushin Daf Dalet, this tiny Tosfos, right? Take a look in Evan Ezer and Chelek Aleph and Simen Yod, and Chelek Gimel Simen Yod Aleph. Rosh has two tshuvas about this issue. A fascinating deal. You're not like, The Gemara has some Kedushin of Samathes. Anybody gotten that for you? Kedushin of Samathes. Ravi Tarfon. You know, Mamzeris is there any way you can be Mesakin Mamzeris? Is there anything Mesakin Mamzeris? And the child's considered to be a Mamzer. You know, so you'll say, all right, no problem, you know what? So let the Mamzer marry Mamzeris. No? Let the Mamzer marry a Gioris. Yeah, in Achinami, that's a permitted relationship. But it's not going to stop the psul of Mamzer, no? Because if you have a Jew and a non-Jew, you know what? The mother will determine the status of the child, right? A Jewish mother, a non-Jewish father, the yichus is going to follow the mother. That's clear. Okay, I get that. What happens if you have a bona fide marriage? So you know what? If either one is possible, the chain is going to continue. No? So therefore, let's say you have a case where a mamzer marries a gioris, a mamzeris marries a ger, a mamzer marries a mamzeris. That's not an illicit relationship. But the child is going to be a mamzer because the yichus of the child is a mamzer, no? That yichus is going to be passed down. Is there any way that can possibly come to an end? So let me give you like a funny example. You'll tell me about, yeah, okay, that sounds great, but it's an issa d'oraisa, no? Let's say you have a mamzer who marries a non-Jewish woman, no? A mamzer marries a non-Jewish woman. Okay, you know what? So the child is not a mamzer. No? Child's a guy. No? A guy is not a mamzer. So, wow, you know, you can have a man who's a mamzer, right? Yeah, who is involved, marries a non-Jewish woman, there's a child, the child's not a mamzer. You know? Let's say the child converts, the child is a Yisrael Kasher. The child's, that's clear. an important detail. No, you're not allowed to marry a non-Jewish. No, so I'm not going to tell, you know, dear Talmud, do this. No, it's Aser. No, how can you marry a non-Jewish? Ooh, so Rabbi Tarfon said the following Chiddush. That's a Mishnah, no? Kiddush no Samachtes. A mamzer is allowed to marry a Shikha Knanis. That's Mutter, that's Hetra Gamar. A mamzer can marry a Shikha Knanis. That's not us, eh? So imagine a mamzer marries a Shikha Knanis. And they have children. You know what these children are? They're little Avram Knanim. No? And your Meshachar, these little Avram Knanim, guess what? They're fully Jewish. And they're not mamzerim. Because if a mamzer marries a Shikha Knanis, the Yikas follows her. Wow. So Rabbi Tarfon says, that's a way to mitar a mamzer. It's not going to solve all problems. If she's a mamzeris, that's not going to help, right? Because if she's a mamzeris, Yichus will follow her. But if he's the mamzer, there's a way that he can go ahead and marry a shivcha k'nanis, and the children are avonim k'nanim, and upon shichra, they're yisrein gemurim, and not a mamzer. Well, you know, this has been done in certain circles. You know, this has been done. Like, it's interesting. No? You have someone who's a mamzer, so they marry a shikha kananis. How do you get a shikha kananis in today's day and age? Okay, you have to work that out. No? Well, let's assume a person, no, this has been done. No? This is, you know, they have batigim in Eretz Yisrael. You know what? A person is, let's say, undergoing geirus. You know, so maybe they'll say to the person the following, you know what? Right now, do a mitzvah geirus to be shikha kananis. And you'll be mashdim the geirus years later after you have all your children. And, okay, she's okay with that. No? So they'll have step one of Geirus to be a Shikha Knanis, children. Children are Avaram Ketanim, who are freed, and they're Yisrael Kshayri. No? Then afterwards, 20 years later, they'll be Mashan the Geirus. But they didn't manage to have that. They've done this. No? The father is a Mamzer, and the children are Mamish Kshayrim, Kshayrim Gemurim. Right? It's like stunning. That's not like a, that's Rabbi Tarfon. That's a Mishnah Kedushin, of how indeed that could be done, and how that could be done. Ramosha raises a fascinating issue. No, a fascinating issue. What is the status of artificial insemination? And are psulim transmitted through artificial insemination? Are psulim transmitted through artificial insemination? No. Let's assume, for example, there's a mamzer, and let's see, he's married to whatever. I'm married to a gyuris, fine. And let's say there's artificial insemination. Is that called nivul avasala? Nivul avasala? That's not called nivul avasala. No? And what is the status of the child? What is the status of the child? Rav Moshe suggests a pretty incredible chiddush, that the yichus of mamzerus is not transferred outside of a formal maisavim. And therefore, in such a case, that would be like be unbelievable. Not that the child would not be a mamzer. That those are the tshuvas that Rosh has. The child would not be a mamzer. And what's the raya that the child would not be a mamzer? Because if indeed the child would be a mamzer, because after all, the yichus of the child, the zera of that child, is the father was a mamzer. See, Rosh writes in one line. Then you could have a child who's a mamzer without the wife being nivul apasala, and that's against the Tosfos, Gedushin Daf Daled. That you can never have such a case. No, that's like, you know, mamish lalacha. No, Rav Moshe writes that Chiddush. Right? You can't create mamzeris, one Chiddush, artificial insemination, because there was no bias issur, there was no gilei arayos. But can you perpetuate? Those are the tshuvas that Rav Moshe has. Now, so take a look at that. Well, it's worth going through every line. A short tshuva, but like, you know, stunning, revolutionary. Like diok that Rav Moshe writes is muchach and artosis in kedushin dat. Okay, so maybe we'll pick up and take a look at that at least now. Okay.